You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
Hey, now, Simo, do you know off the top of your head how tall you are?
How tall I am? I think I got 186 centimetres.
Okay.
Somewhere there.
Okay, well, I'm just slightly taller than you, so I must be 187.
187 with your shoes on.
Yeah. Just like to just circle back on the fact that I'm slightly taller than you.
You do stand on stools a lot.
even when our feet are both flat on the floor, I'm still slightly taller.
Yeah.
But Simo, both of us are definitely not taller than the world's tallest teenager, which we have a brand new one. He's from China. His name is, and I hope I'm pronouncing this right. Apologies
okay.
if I'm not.
Give it a red hot crack.
I think Xiao Yu.
Okay.
I hope I said that right. Apologies if I didn't.
Yes.
He is 14 years old. He's from China.
Yep.
And on his 14th birthday, he stands at 7.25 feet tall.
He's a whopper.
Yeah.
Is he going to be a swimmer?
Well, a swimmer or a basketballer?
Yeah, swimming's good if you got the length.
Mm.
Big strokes.
I think it's big feet, isn't it, for swimming?
Yeah.
I think.
They help. No, it's like if you put a big log, piece of wood, right, and you rolled it down a stream, or like, you know, say if you threw it in a river, fast-flowing river,
yeah,
the longer piece will go quicker than the shorter piece.
Now representing Australia at the next Olympics, a giant log is up against Ian Thorpe.
Because if you look at, like, big feet helps as well, but if you look at all the swimmers...
Imagine if a log had big feet.
Because if you look at all the swimmers when they line up at the Olympics, they're all huge.
Oh, yeah.
Like mammoth units.
Without a doubt.
Mm.
But even they aren't as big as this guy, as us tall as this guy is only 14 years old, 7.25 feet. Simo, I've got the records of the tallest man ever.
So that's by your count, because you measure feet in Subway sandwiches, as we found out.
Yes.
That's seven and a bit Subway sandwiches.
Yes.
Stacked on top of each other. Wow, okay.
Just your kind of just...
Yeah, I can see that.
The tallest ever man in history was a guy who died in like the 1940s or something, but he was 8'11".
Was it Andre the Giant?
It was something like that.
Yeah, Andre the Giant, in WWE wrestler. Mammoth of a human being.
No, he wasn't WWE wrestler.
Okay, right, not that guy?
He died in the 1940s. I don't think WWE was around back then.
Been around a long time, the old
wrestling.
Yeah,
but was it around 1940s?
Mm, yeah, wrestling's been around. Cool.
I
don't think it was WWE, but it was something else, like super wrestling or something.
I don't know if it's him, though. But, yeah, so he was 8'11". That's the tallest man ever, so
okay.
That's just under 9 Subway sandwiches.
Yep.
The tallest ever living man is 8'2". Now, this kid, he's only a foot off and he's 14. If I was the tallest ever living man, which is some bloke from Turkey, I would be worried that my crown is going to go very soon.
So... what were the height of his parents? Because, you know, it's all genetic.
Mm.
So is his parents huge?
No, his parents are normal height. Sim, I've got a picture of him there I'm showing you next to his dad.
Yeah.
Who the dad comes up to his kind of just below his nipples.
Something's gone on there, Jordan. I don't know what, but...
I tell you what, though. So this kid, he's 14 years old. He is still in school.
Yeah.
Imagine if you went to another school and you knew that you were playing this school at, say, basketball that weekend.
Yeah.
How quickly would you say to the coach, oh, no, I'm out this weekend. Oh, there's my hammy gone. No, sorry, can't play this weekend. We're playing against his school.
Typical Jordan, looks to forfeit rather than getting his mates around to target the big guy.
Yeah, well, if you get other 14-year-olds and go, all right, you're 14. Okay, great. Jump on my shoulders. You still probably wouldn't be as tall.
You know how dads are always really proud as well of their like big athletic sons. You ever see them around? They're like at bars, bartending. It was a big thing.
Yeah.
Parents boasting about their kids.
Yeah.
So whatever his dad's name is, they're sinking the sarkies on a Friday afternoon. Like, have you seen my son?
Yeah.
You seen him? He's actually over there. Wow, is he standing on some stairs? No, that's just him.
And then the son just comes and sort of just picks him up and says, come on, let's go home.
Puts him in his backpack.
Come on.
Simo and Jordan.
Simo and Jordan, and bring in one of your favourite TV stars to the show.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy.
Now, she's a big part of you and your identity.
I do enjoy watching Judge Judy from time to time.
And so have you caught it recently? How's she been going?
She's got a haircut recently.
Oh, okay.
Which kind of, have you seen it? So normally she'd have, I don't know the best way of describing it, but kind of she's sort of slicked her hair all the way back.
Oh.
It's more of an aerodynamic Judy.
Okay. Well, maybe she's feeling the change because today is her birthday.
I knew.
Did you really?
Yes.
So she's turning 78, is that right?
You must never say a woman's age, but yes.
I just did.
Yes, I think that's right, especially when she's a judge as well.
So, she's turned, the golden years are upon her.
Mm-hmm.
So what I figure was, well, why don't we celebrate a Judge Judy case together?
Okay, yeah.
You're into that?
Yeah, so is one of us playing Judge Judy, the other one's playing Officer Bird?
Well, we have a case here. I want you to try and determine what the person is being sued for.
Okay.
Could be anything.
It really could be.
All parties in the matter of Ambert versus Cisse. Step forward.
Margarita Ambert is suing her ex-roommate, 25-year-old Anita Cisse, for kicking her out after living together for
how long, Jordan?
So kicking her out after living together for, look, so, okay, here's my thinking.
Yep.
It's not going to be a long amount of time because Judge Judy, if you've ever watched the show,
yep,
it's not like massive cases. They're not like murders or robberies that Judy's kind of seeing over.
That's right.
They're kind of minor things like,
exactly,
oh, you might have clipped someone's car or something like that.
Mm.
So I'm going to say that this is a minor thing. They haven't been living together for like 20, 30 years or something like
that. Okay, how long?
I'm going to go like maybe even like 3 months.
After living together for only 3 days.
Oh, I thought I got it right.
So, much quicker than what we thought.
Well, I got the three right.
What do you think happened?
So, something obviously bad happened. Was she not paying rent? Was that it?
No. Paid the rent, no worries. What would cause you to, like, kick someone out after 3 days? Is there anything that on... Because you've lived with lots of people, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so is there anything that grinds your gears that would take you to that point?
If they wanted to watch something on another network when Judge Judy was on.
If they wanted to watch, is Ellen on the same network? I don't even know.
Dr. Phil. I think he's still on.
Well, you're going to need to pack your bags.
Yeah, sorry, this isn't going to work out. No, I don't know. There's nothing off the top of my head. I mean, obviously, if there were, like, just stealing stuff and all that kind of jazz, murdering or something like that. I probably wouldn't like that.
Murder's pretty high on the list of things you don't want in a housemate.
But again, this is Judge Judy, so I'm going to say that that's not what happened. Again, it's going to be something really petty.
Oh, yeah?
Maybe something like eating the other housemate's food or like...
Would that do it for you, though?
Well, no,
depends on the dish, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, if they get between me and my Doritos.
But if it's the cucumber, no problem.
You ate the cucumber. Oh, no, what a shame.
Well, damn it. Normally I'd kick someone out, but...
On this occasion...
I'm going to make an exception.
Going to let it slide. No, I got no idea. So what was it?
I don't know. They ended up getting their money back because they paid rent for the 3 days.
Yeah.
It was about $400 a month. So what's the math on that?
I think roughly it's every month they have to pay $400.
Yeah, but she was only there for 3 days. And she paid 3 days. She paid for it and got her money back.
I don't know. Judge Judy and a calculator will work that out.
Is that $6 and a bottle of Coke? Is that what that is?
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, do you remember the famous optical illusions that we've had over the last couple of years? We had the dress.
Yes.
Black and blue or gold and white, I think?
I think blue and gold is what you're looking for, was what they were arguing about.
But
if you were seeing those other ones, I think you're on your own.
But we did have that dress, and then there was the whole Laurel Yanni thing, which was an audible illusion, I think.
You clearly heard Laurel, because it wasn't Yanni, it was Yanni.
Oh, Yanni. So I was well off. I got the colour of the dress wrong and the name. I'm hearing a third one.
Everyone's like,
I need to get my sight and ears checked.
Everyone's like, have you been doing these viral challenges? Like, Jordan's over there's like, yeah, I saw a black dress and I heard Yanni.
Yeah, no, I saw that, and then I saw a flying pig. It was weird.
Everyone's like, lock that guy up.
Yes, can we just get some help, please?
Yeah.
No, but Simo, there is another one which is kind of starting to break the internet, and it involves quite heavily this singer here.
That's hype. I'm the bad guy. Duh.
Ah, the creepy Billie Eilish.
Yes, Billie Eilish has taken social media to explain this. So she was gifted a pair of shoes by her father. Mm. It's a very nice thing to do.
Yep.
The father said the shoes were pink and white.
Yes.
Upon inspection of when Billie Eilish looked at them,
mm.
they were green and white. So much so, and to, took a picture of them, posted them to social media,
hmm.
kind of going, oh, look at these shoes. They could, my dad thought they were pink and white.
Yeah.
But this is where people have started jumping on and saying, yeah, they are.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I cannot believe people are getting caught up in this. So it's very weird.
Have you seen the photo of the shoes?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm showing you it now.
Mm.
Those shoes are clearly green and white. We'll chuck a picture up on the Instagram as well,
yeah,
so you can check
sure.
it out.
Go for it, yeah.
These shoes are clearly green, and I am seeing the right colours, aren't I?
Yeah, yeah.
Good. It's not like, you know, these aren't shoes. This is something else.
So the whole thing, Jordan, I reckon is misdirection. I have a theory.
Yeah?
This is her trying to, like, take charge of the internet narrative and, like, say, hey, guys, look at these weird shoes when there's another piece of content about Billie out at the moment, which is less flattering for her.
Okay.
Okay? Right? This is prime political level conspiracy. So she is misdirecting everyone to these shoes.
Yeah.
Whereas this week, she was photographed by paparazzi going for a walk in Gucci sandals.
Well, that's not...
Come on, Gucci sandals. Gucci flip-flops?
Gucci might make $10 flip-flops. I don't know.
And no word about the colour of those shoes. No uproar about the Gucci flip-flops, the fact that they even exist.
So what you're saying, this is classic misdirection.
Yeah, she's trying to take over the algorithm, so when you search Billie shoes, you don't get the paparazzi shot of her in her Gucci slippers going for a walk. You get her going, oh, are these shoes? What colour are they?
I mean, maybe it could happen, but do you know who else does that for a fact, who does misdirection?
Yeah, what?
Donald Trump. If he posts a picture tomorrow saying, oh, what colour are my shoes? We know you're up to something, Donald.
Simo and Jordan.
The most confusing movies of all time.
Oh, have they been revealed?
Of all time!
It's the most confusing. I'm really sorry for you. Beyonce had one of the most confusing movies of all time.
But, so they have been revealed.
Mm-hmm.
The way they've done this is by having a look at the data for, like, your Google searches.
Mm-hmm.
For the amount of people searching for, like, the plot explanations.
Oh, I see.
So having a look and, you know, Googling for further explanation after seeing a film. Are you one to do this?
Yeah, I mean, if I don't quite get a part of a film, I'll kind of...
Okay, does any film spring to mind for you?
Because
I assume you very much strike me as someone that if you're going to put a movie on,
mm-hmm.
you've already watched your reality TV program. You've already had dinner. You've already had a snack and dessert, which means that the film that's being put on is not going to last the distance. Like, it's never, you never, I feel like you are someone that's never made it to the end of a film because you've fallen asleep.
Look, we do need snacks in movies.
Yeah.
I'm not going to deny.
So,
no, yeah, I've made it to the end of film.
Oh,
I mean,
well,
this is,
put that on the resume.
Some that I wish I could have fallen asleep during, but no, I kind of...
Okay.
I've seen some.
So which ones have confused you? How did you go with... Would you like me to have a look at some on the list?
Well, yeah, go, because, you know, like, I haven't seen a lot of movies that are, like, you know, the ones that you people assume, oh, everyone's seen. Like, I've never seen Forrest Gump or anything like that.
All right, yep.
So, or any of the Star Wars.
Well, here is one that made the list...
The world doesn't need any more engineers. We didn't run out of planes and television sets. We ran out of food.
That one is Interstellar. Did you see that one in the cinemas? No. So that one came in at the fourth most confusing film. People Googling me like, what the hell happened there?
Okay. So, what did happen there, just for someone who didn't see it?
Go and watch the film. It's very confusing.
And then Google it after.
Yeah. Enjoy yourself.
Just save yourself 2 hours. Just Google it, and then you'll be fine.
Here is another one that made the list.
Have you ever had a dream, Neo, that you were so sure was real?
So The Matrix, how did you go?
Again, haven't seen it.
Honestly, you disappoint me so much.
I guarantee you, I haven't seen any of these movies on the list.
Typical. You don't expand your mind, Jordan. Put yourself to the test once in a while.
I've seen, is The Matrix, is that the one where it's like you can take the red pill or the blue pill and they do something?
It's one where he dodges bullets.
Yeah, but are there pills consumed as well?
Yeah, there's
pills. Okay, good. Just checking that I had the right one.
Yeah, that's it. So if you take, there's the red pill and there's the blue pill.
Mm-hmm.
If you take, I forget which pill does what now.
I mean, you could just say whatever. I wouldn't know. If you take the red pill, you'll start jumping around like a bunny rabbit.
Never mix your medications in that way. That came in at the eighth most confusing film. And number one.
All right, what took out the number one gong?
It's available on Netflix now. Should you be interested in a little bit of confusion later tonight?
Well, just out of interest, before we get into it, is it a good thing that it's number one on this list or a bad thing?
It's interesting that it's also one of my favorite films.
Okay. You are a very confusing individual.
Yeah. I don't know what it says about me, but this one came in at number one.
What's the most resilient parasite? An idea.
Inception. As soon as you hear that horn, you know what it is.
Yeah. As soon as you hear that horn, you know exactly what it is. Oh,
have you not seen that either?
Well, what's it about?
Okay, so you haven't seen it either?
No.
We've discussed this before in this show. What's your favourite movie?
The Grinch.
The Grinch. I thought we were going down the pathway of Zac Efron in Baywatch there for a moment.
No, I haven't seen that either. But what's this one about?
Because
it sounds dramatic.
It's, yeah, go and Google it. Everyone else is.
Can you just tell me, because I can't be bothered Googling it.
So it's about dreams.
I see.
And how you can affect other people's dreams. Go and watch it. Very good. It's on Netflix. But I did also want to point out that out of the 18 top most confusing films of all time, DiCaprio is in number one. Number two, he's also in he's in the top two.
Again, you could just make up the rest of the numbers. I wouldn't know.
He's in the top two most confusing films of all time.
Yeah, Interstellar, he's probably in that as well somewhere. He's an extra.
Yeah, probably. So
maybe this is why he doesn't get any awards.
Wait, have you seen any of these? Buzz in when you, like, because I know you watch a lot of trash. So
thank you.
So buzz in if you've seen any of these. Inception.
No.
Shutter Island.
No.
The Shining.
No.
Interstellar.
No.
Ex Machina.
No.
Donnie Darko.
No.
2001 A Space Odyssey.
No.
The Matrix. No.
No.
Citizen Kane.
No.
I've seen that. It's from the 40s.
I haven't.
Memento.
No.
Vanilla Sky.
Yes.
Oh, what?
No, I'm only joking. No.
You suck so much.
No, I'm only joking. No. I haven't seen that either.
Okay, right. Cloud Atlas.
No.
Oh, my God.
I like my movies not confusing.
12 Monkeys.
No.
Mulholland Drive.
No.
Adaptation.
No.
The Fountain.
No.
Blue Velvet.
No.
The Tree of Life.
I haven't even heard of that one.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
So, Simo, yesterday I had to ring up my phone company because my plan's ending and doing that wonderful thing of negotiating a new one. Very exciting stuff.
Classic. So was it a quick on-hold situation or how long do you have to wait?
Yeah, no, it's amazing how quick the hold is when you're actually buying something from them or when you're paying your bill or something like that. It's amazing how quick you get through.
That stuff makes me angry.
I know, when you've got a technical issue, we'll get back to you in 3.5 hours.
Yeah, but if you're just like, I'd like to organise a new contract.
Hello, we're right here, so let's take your money. Anyway.
Oh, I could... Anyway, throttle them.
That's a separate rant.
Yeah, sorry.
But yeah, so I called them up yesterday, got through straight away, of course. Mm. And at the start of the phone call, they had to log into my account to kind of see who I was, and they've got all my information on their file.
Oh, right. Everything you've ever Googled?
Slightly concerning, but you know. So as part of that, I had to give them my name.
Yes.
So the lady on the phone, she was from an overseas call center.
Yep.
Said, what's your name? So I said, Jordan. Now, you know, over the phone, sometimes when you say names and words,
they can
get a bit muddled.
Yeah.
So I said, Jordan, and she's like, oh, sorry, was that Gordon? I'm like, no, it's not as in the chef, Gordon Ramsay. No, it's Jordan. And she says, oh, sorry, was that Gordon? I'm like, no, Jordan with a J, J for, and then I forgot every single word that begins with the letter J. Do you do that ever? You know, it's like, no, B for ball or something like that.
I'm really egotistical because when people ask me my name, I'm just like, oh, it's Simo. And they're like, oh, your last name? Gale, like the wind. Like, dickhead.
But no, I was on the phone and it's like J for, and then I couldn't think of any word that started with J. I'm just kind of going, and then the word I landed on, probably wasn't the best.
Because what do they use for phonetics in the army? Is it Joker? I think it is, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah, I think it's Joker.
Yeah, because I was going to ask about that phonetic one. Yeah. Because there's Alpha, Tango, Bravo.
Alpha, Bravo, Tango. It's, the alphabet doesn't go A, T, B.
Maybe it should.
It's Alpha, Bravo.
Foxtrot's my favourite.
Yeah,
Foxtrot's my favourite. So Joker, is that
Joker,
the Alpha
I think,
one
is the J one, yeah.
All right, I'll try and remember that for next time. Because what I said was J for Germany.
Ah.
Which has the same sound, Jordan, Germany. It's got the same.
Yes.
But Germany is famous for starting with the letter G, which is also what Gordon stood for. So I really... So when I get my new phone plan, I'm pretty sure it's going to say Gordon on it.
Congratulations, you played yourself. This just in, it is not Joker, it's Juliet.
Ooh.
So Romeo and Juliet, that's what you should go for next time. Okay. It's Jordan with
you know,
a J.
You know what will happen next time? I'll go J for Romeo.
Simo and Jordan.
This is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, join them for Takeaway on air weeknights from 7 across the Capital Radio Network.
Yeah, that should do it.